On Struggle Street hit home on Wall Street
and caused a mortgage-led recession.
The 114-year-old woman was sprightly right up until her death.
Killed the woman in a rage.
Her reign as the world's oldest person lasted only 6 months
after she made a derogatory comment about his sexual performance.
I will now pass to a 114-year-old American woman.
Working families in Australia have never been better off.
People are significantly better off. Families are significantly better off.
People shouldn't use bad language.
You're listening to Dow Jones Index.
The move from a structuralist account in which capital is understood to structure social relations, capital in relatively homologous ways, to a view of hegemony in which power relations are subject to repetition, convergence, and the rearticulation, brought the question of temporality into the thinking of structure and marked a shift to the thinking of structure from a form of Althusserian theory, the thinking of structure, that takes structural tonalities as theoretical objects,
the rearticulation
to one in which
power.
That insights into the contingent possibility of structure, the insights, inaugurate a renewed conception of hegemony,
that
as bound up with the contingent sites and strategies of the rearticulation of power. A renewed conception of hegemony,
rearticulation,
insights into the
contingent
possibility of structure, the rearticulation of power.
To announce that the of a new approach by the Commonwealth Government, something of an overwatch role, to make this a possibility.
Well, if you look at every single thing I said, you'll find those words.
And I take the opportunity of reminding that scanning through my newspaper this morning, I did come across some expressions of public opinion. And the one expression of public opinion that really hit me in the face was the expression of public opinion the Australian people thought that under a coalition government this would be. I think that particular survey is right on the money.
Like getting a member of in a job.
And we have over recent weeks looked at a range of responses, and we will be having more to say about the whole issue.
Which is principally designed to deliver bigger benefits to property developers. I have written to all of the states. Some of the states have been quite cooperative in this audit.
Planet inhabited by people who hate the Australian coal industry.
They keep saying I'm clever. Now, they don't really mean that. I tell you what, this is all part of the election year static. Nobody in their right mind can suggest. I can't be all that clever because I'm behind in the polls.
The Prime Minister has warned his colleagues not to be seen to lecture people.
Politicians should not tell young and upwardly mobile people that they want too much.
Yeah, well, that's all very, very interesting because I think I've learned a lot now about, well, I didn't even realise that we hadn't had the future yet, but now I know.
Yeah, we're not mushrooms.
No, it's coming.
We're
real. Yeah, well, there you are. I think we're right. We're on track. Yeah. I don't know what for, but we're on the right track.
Well, if you're not and you're at that age, you know, then good night.
Well, yes, and good night to you as
then
well.
You haven't learned your lesson.
No, and it's good night from him.
I don't know where the world is going, but he's going.
Yeah. That fits the whole scheme of this government
going,
of dark
yeah.
energy. We're
yeah.
getting pushed at an enormous... I mean, people think that we're sort of static sitting here in the universe circling around the sun.
Yeah.
That is not so.
No, we're moving, man.
The sun is moving.
Mm.
all the Milky Way is moving, like at 30,000 kilometers per second, I've learned. We are moving, actually, within space, due to the dark forces. Dark matter. Dark energy, sorry, I've been confusing all these terms.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always believed in Dark Vader, so there you are, there's proof. You know about Dark Vader?
Evading brightness.
Yeah, no, he was from the dark side. He crossed over to the dark side.
Invested into dark matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's pushing everything apart, and that's the future.
Well, it's driving the economy. That's the main thing. As long as the economy keeps expanding, then we're right.
And it's heavily...
Well, you can hear, like some of those huge corporations today, they're getting pushed into a corner. Now, to get pushed into a corner, you can't do that
It's got to be square.
No,
it's got to be rectangular.
Yes.
Linear.
And now once they're in a corner, then we've got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we know where to put our money. You see. Otherwise, it's a little bit risky. You've got to be sure what you're doing when you're playing the market.
Which market? The future.
The future. Yeah.
Even have bought their shares when the company listed on the Australian stock market just a fortnight ago. If you did, you took a bath today because the shares were routed. The reason? Unprecedented disruption in the global debt markets.
Like a lamb heading for the slaughter, the Australian home loan company's debut has coincided with an emerging global credit crunch caused by the fallout from defaulting home mortgages in the United States.
Businesses have to be viable.
Its shares have been punished. A slump in its share market value of $198 million. $6 billion worth of its $14 billion loan book has been sourced from US debt capital markets, where the current turmoil has increased the cost of funding.
The exposure to the US subprime mortgage market, we've seen incredible swings and surges on financial markets. Psychology of fear. There is a big concern that there are ticking time bombs in some major institutions on Wall Street or mortgage insurance companies.
Reported a 56% leap in net profit,
pushing share price up by 12%.
Tabled a 20% increase
in profit, 2% higher.
53% jump in profit
after tax, dropping by
4.5%. Gain 2.5%.
Return was 8 cents lower. Bill fell by 2.5%. Were also down at nearly 1%. Gained 34 cents to $26.90. Farmers lost more than 1%.
The share market volatility continues. Trading conditions have reached a record high.
That sent its shares tumbling more than 40% of its market values. Finance Group was caught in the sell-off. Losing banks also went backwards. Shed 1.5%. Gave up those losses and heavy falls among energy and industrial stocks saw the ASX 200 drop by 47 points. Global credit squeeze is also affecting the Australian dollar. The local currency lost another 1 cent, falling to a 7-week low.
The problem is, it's heavily reliant on short-term funding from the US debt markets to fund its lending.
So it's simply a short-dated loan, 30 days often, sometimes 90 days, and repayable at the end of that time.
What it has done is it's caused a liquidity squeeze. People are afraid to lend money and becoming reluctant to lend it, which drives up the price.
What's happened is that banking markets worldwide took fright on Thursday night at that they did have an exposure to the US subprime mess. That gave rise to a liquidity crisis in the European banking market.
Gross overreaction by the market. It had listed, it had this difficulty, and it announced this difficulty to the market and said they will have a result at the end of August. And I think the market has looked at that and said, well, I don't want to have anything to do with this, and has run away from it. It was down around $1.30 or so. That's a suggestion that you wouldn't want to buy it because they may go bankrupt.
But the drying up of credit in the commercial paper market is bad news for a whole lot of companies. And now, banks have become so leery about lending, they're even withholding credit from some other banks. Because no one knows where the next bubble of toxic debt will emerge.
Some of those will struggle because they might not be able to raise money.
But what will happen if workplace reform is scrapped? Workers and businesses will have their ability to choose taken away. And every small business in Australia will have to stand back if unions get new legal powers to tell them how to run their business.
Good morning, Little. Look, we've intervened, and what is important here, my experience in 11 years as Prime Minister as I've gone around this country, is that people marching in the street What I said yesterday, and I repeat it now very deliberately, is that we will see how this intervention works out. This is going to be run differently. I find everywhere I go in the country, people ask the question as if implying that we're for years. And I take the view that at a time when the public sees this country in a period coming up to an election, that there was tremendous community resentment. That community resentment manifests itself in a marginal seat or indeed any other seat. And in any event, I'm not seeking a tectonic shift. I'm not seeking a major realignment. But what is wrong with what's happened? I mean, we're taking over good things, but look, this is an exercise in taking money away. This is not about taking money away or substituting or putting and taking. It's about filling a gap. It's about preserving. It's about looking after other people to stick to when there may be some uncertainty on the international scene. There was a mistake made in the DPP's office. That's been acknowledged. But we move on. I think we should allow the matter to play itself out. Thank you.
That's a threat.
What I'm putting ahead of everything else on this issue are the security interests of the United States. I've interfered in American domestic politics.
It's a shameful act.
I think if America is defeated in Iraq, and everybody knows that if America leaves Iraq in March of 2008, it can only be in circumstances of defeat, no matter how it's papered over and explained and rationalised. Now, to me, that is far more important than anything else. Apparently, it's all right for people who regularly criticise the Bush administration's policy on Iraq, and they do that almost on a daily basis.
It's unbelievable.
They do. And that's, in a sense, my point, saying that, in effect, America should leave in just over a year, and I'm interfering in American politics.
It's just unbelievable.
George Bush as the most incompetent and dangerous president in living memory. It's okay to attack Bush on Iraq. Yes.
It is inexcusable.
And charges are in the process, new charges are now in the process of being laid. Now, we are very unhappy about the time that this has taken, and
it's just unbelievable.
We press the Americans almost on a daily basis for a speedy trial from where we are now. The desirability of him facing a tribunal for what he is alleged to have done, my view on that has not altered. He has admitted, so the record says, in the full knowledge of what happened on the 11th of September. Now, that is on the record, but I am concerned that he has not been brought before that tribunal and has taken so long. My position is that I have always thought he should face a trial, and we are pressing that concern on the Americans in the overall justice of it. But I am very worried in the present atmosphere that we could be panicked into knee-jerk reactions.
It is inexcusable.
The Howard administration is a serious threat
for all Americans. It's just unbelievable. It was a shameful act.
Be able to make their minimum repayments with those on those credit cards and general debt. They get more calls from creditors and collection agencies. You get an increase in family stress, breakdown in relationship, depression, and inevitably more bankruptcies.
Left political, social, and cultural comment rightly condemn greenhouse effects plus the turmoil and poverty that results not from governments, but from their consumer capitalist economy. The inevitability of a moral conflict arising between ethics and the need to compete with others for survival is a constant factor. Both the socialist left and conservative greenie are supported by a capitalist society based on financial scarcity. It is this single constant factor of financial shortage that's involved in undermining and underfunding of all our efforts to sustain, produce, and maintain social and environmental integrity. Conflict arising from competition is integral to financial survival in such a society and cannot therefore be condemned. Antisocial and aggressive behavior has become the norm in protecting economic interests under the present system of scarce finance. Competition is needed as a short-range survival technique and for it to clash with the interests of others is to be expected. It should not be some sort of astounding revelation to an objective observer that consumer capitalist societies are unsustainable. Exploitation and unsound environmental and social economic practices must flow from scarcity-based financial systems as a natural consequence. Ted Trainer, in his paper The Great Greenhouse Delusion, quotes President Bush, "The American way of life is not negotiable." Prime Minister Howard has also stated adamantly that he will not take any action to cut emissions that might harm the economy. Dr. Trainer sees the situation as far worse, quote, "because they have not taken into account the absurdity of economic growth," unquote. The all-important factor that is missed here is that in the context of the capitalist system of financial scarcity, economic growth is not at all absurd, but is imperative to its immediate survival that is synonymous with our immediate survival. Such statements made by Prime Minister Howard understandably appall critics government worldwide. These critics could be more effective by calmly assessing the economic reasons for Howard's statement, then take a considerate look at the implied consequences to this fragile and blighted finance system, forever precarious, balanced on the knife edge of boom or bust. However predictable the shocked tones of protest, it should be remembered that criticism, protest, division and confrontation are normal, if uninformed, reactions to a perceived threat. Under a financial regime such as the present one, only global competition, not cooperation, is possible. The reality is that shock, horror, protest and criticism only challenges the effects of an unsustainable debt monetary system of scarce finance. If this arrangement is accepted on blind faith and goes unchecked, then greenhouse and other problems go unchecked. The aspirations of governments and reserve banks are to successfully negotiate the delicate balancing acts of stabilizing the economy. A required element of this is to protect its export markets and financial interests. This it must do with the use of the armed forces if necessary. There are also those forces of powerful friends without whom Australia could not maintain a viable export market share and would become a third world country. We would still be in no financial position to curb global warming. Unless the necessary changes are made, the reluctance of both private sector and government to alter the economic status quo will remain. If there are no reforms to the system of creating finance as a debt to the community, a commodity on loan for a set period, we will have no option but to remain aggrieved, puzzled, and dismayed. We will continue to protest at symptoms while watching the disintegration of our environment and our society.
It's been another turbulent night on the world financial markets as the fallout from the softening US housing market spreads even further. The so-called subprime mortgage crisis.
The implosion of the subprime mortgage market has already ensnared a number of US investment banks. Now the fallout has spread to Europe. At about the same time, the European Central Bank was pumping $150 billion into the European financial system. Jittery investors prompting big falls on the London, German and French stock markets. For Wall Street, the benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted nearly 400 points.
Is there enough liquidity to enable markets to be able to correct? And I am told there is enough liquidity in the system to enable markets to correct.
It's a disaster, not just down the road, but right now. You know, everybody is sugarcoating this and glossing over it. Look at what President Bush said today. He said all the evidence points to a soft landing in housing. The evidence points to a crash landing. I mean, this is the Hindenburg.
It's the economy, stupid.
Ah, there. My name's Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf. Now, I'm the official spokesman for United States Industrial and Pharmaceutical, for the United States Military Junta Forces. Now, I've been asked to tell you good people down there in Austria about the wonderful benefits of putting out industrial waste from our nuclear and aluminium industries, fluoride, into your water supply. Now, it has been said that fluoride is the most effective rat and cockroach poison known to man. At the dilutions that your New South Wales Health Department will be putting that rat poison in your water supply, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. That is, of course, unless the good old boy down at the water depot gets the mix wrong, which is what happened in Alaska a couple of years back there. But hell, only one died. The rest of them just got real sick. I mean, some of them did die later. But you can't pin that on fluoride. Well, hell, those cancers and diseases could have been caused by all the other industrial waste that we put in other things, like the petrol and building supplies and Pepsi and Coke. They put fluoride in their drinks. So it's kind of muddy the waters a bit anyway. Now, let me assure you, despite the fact that there's never been one legitimate scientific research project that proves that fluoride protects your teeth, there's been billions of dollars spent on telling people that 9 out of 10 doctors recommend fluoride. Now, why would they say that if it wasn't true? Case closed. Why, us here in the U.S. military are so impressed with fluoride and its effects on the teeth that we put it into the water supply of all of our U.S. military bases, despite the fact that it's never been claimed that fluoride has ever had any benefit on adult teeth. But you can't be too careful. Some fine soldier may be struck down on the front line with a troublesome molar, which would render him unable to shoot his depleted uranium bullets, another one of our waste products that has proven to be of great benefit to humankind. Now, it has been said by some scientists who are no longer able to get federal funding for their research that the government wants to copy what Hitler did in World War II, when he put fluoride in the drinking water to keep the prisoners sedated, stupid, and subservient to authority. Now, I ask you, what government on this planet would want to do that to their own citizens? Why would you want to dumb down your entire population? Now, I can prove this ain't true. You've only got to watch a Ricky Lake show or the Jerry Springer show to see that philosophical and intellectual debate in this country are alive and well amongst our population of the good old USA. If you watch these shows, you will not see any evidence to back up these claims. So I say to you good Austrians, go out there and buy as many products as you can find that contain fluoride, as this will assure that you have a nice set of teeth when you die. Mind you, you should mention in your will for your coffin to be handled very gently, as your bones may be as brittle as blackboard chalk by then. This has been Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf signing off on behalf of the United States Aluminium and Nuclear Industrial Waste Cartel, signing off on behalf of the United States Forces. Bye now. Damn. We off. I hate doing this stuff. They're so stupid, stupid, stupid. Huh? Still on. Hi. Bye now. You can cut that out, can't you?
The security breach, no security threat.
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 When the fit hits the sham, if you see something that doesn't feel right, ring 1-800-123-400. Fetch your go back and go, go, go into your nearest traffic jam.
The security breach, no security threat.
The security breach, no security threat.
The Nimbin Real Estate Price Saboteurs Association held a press conference this week to thank the mainstream media for their fantastic effort this month, keeping land prices down and scaring away millions of wankers, dickheads, straights, religious nutjobs, yuppies, squares, polyester-clad trendies and fitness buffs from the Nimbin area for at least another 5 years. Their efforts have saved the town from cashed-up tosses and allowed Nimbin to slip past the keeper when it comes to rampant land speculation and profiteering. The Nimbin Real Estate Price Saboteurs Association took the opportunity to launch their new DVD and TV ad, Nimbin, the saddest town, fuck off hippies only, At the press conference, filmed entirely inside Richmond Clinic Psychiatric Unit with last year's local mushy trippers and pinheads, the DVD will be sure to keep witch up themselves Saab two-door cashmere scarf-wearing dickheads away from the Nimbin area, the best-kept secret in real estate history.
Well, I mean, we would not have what we got today here. We could eat, we can keep warm and clothe ourselves and have a roof over our head. We couldn't do that if we allowed two-thirds of the world's population a decent living. Two-thirds of the world's population live in poverty. They don't provide that much, and actually they do exploit themselves. Each other, but we've taught them how to do that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you allow people like Sir Bono to market Africa and stuff, you know, and introducing Margaret Thatcherite ideas into zones like Darfur, I think that's going to be of any good, you know. Keep believing.
Well, there you are. I mean, there you are. It's our choice. Either we starve, the whole world goes back to subsistence living. The people who are out there starving, two-thirds of the world's population, are not starving because there's not enough food or clothing or anything else. They're starving because they don't have the money to actually purchase anything.
But why? Why?
Yes, well, that's it. It's because that's your choice.
No, because the Western world held them not to have anything.
That's what I'm saying.
First of all, there's the loss of biodiversity. There's the impact on the cultures of the people who live in the forest and their food supply and their cultural heritage. And of course, there's the impact on the climate because of the vast quantity of carbon dioxide that comes from the deforesting, particularly of tropical rainforests. The government needs to continue to take strong measures. They need to create more protected areas and they need more control on the agribusiness sector to make sure that deforestation reduces.
As for the short-term future for Brazil, campaigners believe there's no guarantee that the rate of deforestation won't go up again. There are fears that if the price of commodities such as soya rises, then farmers may want to fell the forest to clear space for growing the crops.
Some of those will struggle because they might not be able to raise money. Businesses have to be viable. Some of those will struggle because they might not be able to raise money.
Professor Rumsfeld, what is the purpose of life?
Low density, high demand assets.
Ultimately, Americans running their government is detrimental to the USA and everyone else. The world will become a giant breakfast cereal box with Fox News printed on it. And any sentient being left alive is a bureaucrat and will worship Bart Simpson. But there is no need to fret, because in 2009, some Chinese scientist working in America will accidentally discover how to undo the universe, and that will be it.
Please visit nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com for details and web links. You can write to me, martin@nimfm.org.